is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Crazy. He's going to be, I don't know what your son Dylan is going to be when he grows up, but it's going to be friggin' exciting
to
watch.
Well, if you talk to him, it has to be, he has to make it to the NFL and play at least one game, or he's going to be crushed, because that's all he lives, breathes, does.
Well, he might get over that.
Oh,
a coach might dissuade him from doing that.
Yep. So for Christmas, he got the ladders with a parachute to tie to his back. He's already been training in our backyard, even though there was a lot of snow and ice. And
what do you mean? What are you talking about?
What
did he get?
So a ladder, the ladder that goes on the ground. Then you get a parachute. You tie it to your back to make it wind resistant, so you're getting stronger and tougher during the off season. He got a huge tackling dummy, so he can practice his tackles. He got an automatic football thrower, so it can throw footballs at him.
Okay, am I the only one that's stuck with the parachute thing? I don't get it.
It slows you down.
It slows you down.
Resistance workout.
What's the ladder for? Is he climbing up something?
It's a ladder that lays on the ground. You have to get your feet.
Oh, you step in the holes.
Yeah, you want your feet to be quick, and you want it also, if somebody's pushing you backwards and you're running with a football, you need to be able to move.
I'm in a poor town. We had freaking tires. We took old ratty cars off our tires, and that's what you did that in.
Yeah, we have a whole training camp set up in our backyard.
He's probably going to be like Jason Kelce. You know what I mean? He's probably going to be like, they knew when he was a kid, and he's laser focused. You know what I mean? He's got the divergent thing probably that she got, that ability to operate at a level most people can't.
He's very,
I'm not even joking. I mean, the kid could really, this could be.
It's all he wants.
Get pretty damn expensive.
Oh, he's already, he's like, he thinks of what schools he wants to go to. His number one pick right now, and he'll be 10 on Friday, Georgia Tech. He wants to go to Georgia Tech.
Not that he can. I just think it's funny. Do kids do anything that isn't expensive now?
Yeah.
Everything a kid wants to be involved with is friggin' thousands of dollars. You ever notice that?
Do you think, as a fan of sports, like I could go to an ice hockey rink and somebody could say to me, that's a great player, and I would believe them because I don't know. Is he good?
Football, yes. So he knows. He's better at football than he plays basketball because he wants to get to football season. He plays baseball because he wants. I think at basketball, he's the big man. So he gets every rebound. He is the muscle. Fouls out a lot
can
of
Can I ask games. A question?
Yeah.
Is he the psycho? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, there are young players that immerse themselves in the game at a level that most of the players don't, and they always do well. I mean, they're just like laser focused on. Does he get the most tackles in a game?
He is. Yes,
he's that guy.
Yeah, he loves football, and he's so determined to do anything he can with football.
I say psycho, Kelly, but coaches know what I'm talking about.
But he's like the kid that I know I like to talk a lot. He does too. But he gets in the car and he like quizzes me on stats. And I'm like, Dylan, mom likes to watch football and stuff. I don't know how many sacks this guy had or which college he played for. I'm not looking into that. But he's like.
Is there ever any peace and quiet in your house? Are they always asking you questions?
Besides when the two of you are sleeping.
Yeah.
No. Dylan will. Because he's watching all these routes and all this. So he'll go into watch his iPad and watch different things all on football where we're not talking. But then when we're in the car or whatever, he'll be like, do you know this player and how many stats? And no idea.
Yeah. I noticed that when Tyler was playing football and in other sports, when Caitlin was playing softball or basketball or he was playing whatever. There's always, you see a kid that is just like almost this natural. That is so into it and makes it look so easy. And, like it's the kid that there's nothing going to stop him. You can put three guys to try and pull him down. He's not. Because he's got this attitude and a mental ability that is above everybody else. That's what I mean when I call him psycho. The kid just knows he was born to play it.
I walk into the kitchen and I look down at the counter and there's always there's plays that are just, he has plays marked up and everything. He just leaves them on the counter for me to look at I really think. Yeah. I have no idea
well,
what they
who knows,
think.
Man? Who knows?
Yeah. Jeff tries to bring him down to the level going, buddy, you know what the percentage of people are that make it into the NFL.
He's the realist.
And yes. And I'm like, let him dream. He's only 10.
Right. But, you know, give him some. Yeah, say, hey, you know, it may not happen, but go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Always, with the kids, I always said, find what you want to do because, you know, most likely you're going to do it every day. So get up in the morning and you got to enjoy what you're doing. And if my kids went through a time where they're like, well, you know, some of the things that they thought they were going to be were big dreams. And I just said, just have a backup plan. You know, it's
because that one ain't happening.
Because, no, but I mean,
no, I know,
you know, all my life, I'm a drummer in a band, but I don't pay my bills with that.
Right.
So I always say to the kids, you know, some of us are lucky enough to be able to have that be their full-time job. And others of us are lucky enough to be able to have it as a hobby and
right.
and like it all the time.
Let me ask you a question. Do we as parents have a responsibility to be realistic with them?
Yes.
To say, you are. That's not something you're going to be able to do.
Well, I know you can't say it like that. You say you might not be able to do that. There's a possibility you could. You mm-hmm. can't say it like you said.
Yeah,
it,
I'm just asking.
Yeah, Jeff tells him about, like, Dylan, realistically, this is a percentage of people that will make it into the NFL. And Dylan's like, he just works around it going, Dad, I know we don't have a lot of high schools that maybe they're recruiting for, but I'm going to choose the best high school in this area that will give me the opportunity to get into a good college. And then if Georgia Tech likes me, then there's more. And he has it all worked
out. I'll tell you what I like about him is his answer is intelligent. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's determined.
It's not that dumb. Well, you know.
Yeah, those are the guys.
No, he's going, hey, you know, it's he's kind of done his homework. Nora was that way where she'd talk about some of her things and I'd go, and she'd be like, her response, I'd be like,
oh, yeah, he does.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
He knows.
I thought I was going to go forward with this fight, but I'm not.
Where we live, you have a choice of high schools, and a lot of towns will have that now. And he's already looked, and I'm like, you're 10. It's going to be a different football teams will get better or worse by the time you get to high school. He's already looking at their records to see where he might want to play football for high school.
Jesus, that's you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Chloe was going to sell soaps and bath bombs for a living.
Yeah.
You know, when she was like 13.
Yeah.
I still walk by the empty molds for that.
Yeah.
In the basement. Some right. career that turned out to be.
See, but then you're sitting there saying, well, you can't say it that way. You're the guy.
Inside, that, I was
you're
saying.
You're the
that.
Guy.
There
that,
you go. Now I got to buy these molds at Michael's Crafts or whatever for a while.
You're the same guy that when she went in for a layup, you ejected the ball across
exactly.
the street
now,
to say, take that shit away from
me. She's not playing hoops.
I always. If they were excited about it, yeah. I was excited about it. Sadie,
right.
I want to be a police officer. I want to do these classes in Washington D.C. We were there. She was there for about an hour. Got homesick, and it became. I was all about it. Whatever you need to do, I took her. You know, bought her a BB gun pistol so she could learn how to shoot and learn how to carry a weapon to start off with. And she wanted it. And then all of a sudden, it was the going to D.C., being away from home.
Yeah.
And then once she got in there, it was...
Well, you were there with her.
Yeah.
Right? And,
yes.
And so, can I ask this? Because it's been years, and she's an adult now.
Yes.
Did you say, we paid to come here, you're finishing this? And that's a delicate situation to handle. I'm not saying you should say that. I'm asking
I
if you did.
Because her and her mother paid for it.
Yeah.
Because
so
what was kind of tough for me, since we're being honest, is I was kind of in the middle
where
I was down there. Okay,
but you did pay for you to be down there.
Yes,
so that's where you got to be like.
So plain and simple, I just felt like there comes a point where you go, I don't feel at this point we're going to get anything out of this because this is not what she thought it was. This and that I just go, okay. Plan number two is I'm down here for the week. I've paid for the room.
Right.
I am broadcasting from here. Everybody was cool enough. So we're going forward with it. And she learns and she looks back at it and laughs and goes, you know, maybe someday I'll do it when they open up a school in Somersworth, New Hampshire. you know, because she now knows that she's a homebody.
Right.
And that's just
and
not
that's
her thing.
Okay.
But sometimes they have to go out and realize it on their own. But up to that point, I was very supportive. Absolutely.
I have so many friends, and this is something that maybe you at home, if you have kids that are now older, adult, or college age, or above college age, you know, I've had so many friends that have taken their kids to drop them off at college and only had the kids freak out when they got there. Like, you know, if it's away, like legit freak out. And like, I'm not going. I don't want to go. And throwing, like crying hysterically.
Now, maybe I didn't freak out and we didn't freak out. I was only going from Dover to Durham.
Yeah,
to
right.
To UNH.
Right,
so right, maybe if it's right. less than, you know, if it's within an hour, you don't
right.
feel that same
right.
sense
you,
of abandonment.
They
or
chose
whatever.
The school. This is my favorite school.
Kelly, what Sadie had to come down to realizing is she went away and did from, again, Summersworth to Durham. She did a 1 week field hockey.
Yeah.
Camp.
Well, 2 days in, I miss home. I want to be home.
Yeah.
And she now officially knows, unless she's going with, you know, us as like a getaway, she doesn't want to be somewhere
and
alone.
If that's what she wants, that's the end of this. That's the end of the conversation.
Yep.
However, sometimes pushing them helps them grow. You know, and I know that there was one friend of mine whose daughter was really upset about being dropped off at college, not close to New England. And she said, I'm leaving. And she threw a fit. And they're like, you're staying.
Yeah.
You are staying.
You got to at least try to tough it
you
out.
You got to try it for a few weeks. Not
you
just
don't
a
have
week,
to live here
not
forever.
3 days. Yeah. And it turned out great. She loved it. After they were gone, she loved it. She and
a couple of margaritas, she was fun.
Well, I mean, you find your place,
yes.
right? You feel like, okay, I want to do it. But some kids aren't like that.
Maybe you find somebody else that is a little homesick. The two of you are homesick together. And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
you have somebody that, oh, hey, great, fantastic.
Yeah.
We're going to work through this together
yep.
and enjoy it. So
part of me would really push, no, you're staying. You're staying.
Yeah.
But there's also part of me that would be like, yeah, let's come home. I don't want you to cry. Because our parents were much more tough
during that.
How about that?
And it was
yeah.
it was brutal. But
yeah.
I said, well, here's the thing.
Right.
Then you're still we're still staying down here because
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
And this may not be all fun and games, but
it's tough.
Your dad's got to get up at 5 and still do the show.
We've raised a generation of kids that know, like my parents, well, you're 18, you're out of the house, that kind of thing. They weren't that bad, but that was what it used to be like.
Yeah.
And now we're much more like, yeah, you can always come home, dude. This is where I live, you live. I mean, you got a room.
I think it's better for the mental health of, I think, your generation, and even like there's an age group of where everything, it wasn't lovey, it wasn't as nurturing
yeah.
as it is now. And
yeah.
I think everybody put on this front of, you got to be a tough guy, you got to
yeah.
be, you're 18, you got to this, you're an adult. And there was no dealing with any emotions at that
right.
point. It was like, get out
Christ,
and do
imagine
it.
Imagine going to war.
Yeah. I know. Oh, and that's
Jesus
what I think.
Christ.
And I think as we get older and we realize that maybe kids need more nurturing. At 18, kids are not
yeah.
adults.
Yeah.
They need that.
I think kids know more these days than I did when I was 18, but I also believe the kids are more immature
yeah.
now at 18 than I was.
I believe that on some level, you have to challenge them. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's a difficult... Where the line is depends upon the kid. During COVID, I thought it was the greatest thing ever that both of the kids came home. Tyler, back from his master's degree. Caitlin, you know, was living in Portsmouth. And like everything else in Portsmouth, they priced her right out of that. You can't even think about getting an apartment for under $1 million in Portsmouth. It's ridiculous. But anyway, she was going to leave. I mean, the story was, Caitlin was going to go leave and be a travel nurse out. And she was going to go to Ohio, where Tyler was doing his master's program. It's a 6-month thing. She was going to be there because they're very close.
Yep.
She was going to be there for his last 6 months. And then COVID hit. They cut school loose, right? So Tyler wasn't there. And
still had the gig.
She was going to go the next day. And she's like, Dad, I got to be honest with you. I'm terrified because COVID, that was a red zone
mm-hmm.
where she was going. And I said, call and talk to the hospital. See what they say. Look, this is a very challenging time, and maybe they'll be understanding. And they could not have been nicer and more understanding, because she's like, I'm going to be going there, and I don't have a support system, a mental health support
yeah.
system, and I'm going to be dropped right in the thick of COVID when it was at its worst. And they said, don't worry about it. It's not a problem. So she now, no apartment, place to stay. We're like, come home. don't worry about finding an apartment. Just come home and you'll get back. You'll get an apartment when you're ready. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be like almost 2 years. I didn't mind at all. I didn't mind at all until the end where I'm like, get the fuck out. Yeah. No, I didn't say that. but it's a whole different world when it comes to that kind of thing. When do you push and when do you acquiesce? You know what I mean? Where you just go, okay, fine. Like you're not gonna have to push Dylan.
I know. He's I don't push Parker. I honestly sometimes think they push themselves too much and they have this drive. Like Parker,
they remind you of anybody? Do you see yourself in them?
Like Parker when he gets
you're not answering the question.
When he gets like an 89 and he's like, I got an 89, I'm like, it's okay. And to him it's like
no. How would you have felt with an 89?
I was okay. My grades, I mean, if it was a hard class and I got a B+, I was excited for that. He is striving to get all A's. He does not like when he is...
I was a B student. I was happy.
I was A's and B's.
What was it like?
And, you know, I remember
some
I was...
Some of us were C-minuses and B's.
He is an A. He's like an A+, A+, A+.
Yeah.
I'll settle for an A- if it was a tough class, but he's already, you know, next year he'll be in high school. I was already sat in on the high school honors classes because he wants to take four honors classes next week.
He's that kid right there.
It's him.
Scotty, I went in and I just would like sit down with the guidance counselor and go, all right, let's just both be honest here.
What do I need to do?
What's the fucking bare minimum I need to do to get out of here? And he wrote it down and I said, thank you. And then 6 months before graduation, I went in and said, how am I doing? And he said, you've got all the credits you need. You're good to go. I'm like, thank you. Just went in.
So did you stop going to school 6 months before graduation?
No, but 6 months to make sure that I had all the credits I needed. Because by then, I had not planned on going to college.
Yeah.
So I hadn't done any of the tests. I didn't do anything. I'm like, I'm going to leave and I'm going to go get a job. And I'm right now, until I find out what I want to do in life, I'm going to work.
But
I wanted to make sure I had the credits because the guy said, I saw you like... first couple weeks of freshman year, and I saw you 6 months before graduation. That was it.
Did you really say what is the absolute bare fucking minimum?
I didn't say fucking.
I know.
I just said I really don't want to be here, but I also realized that at that time in life, to get a job, you had to have a high school graduation. Yeah. I mean, a high school
and they
diploma.
Said college. They said that.
But at that time,
it
was like, okay.
People would always say, do I need a college education to get into radio? And I'm like, no. You don't. You just need to be good at talking with people you don't know. And you have to have a realistic expectation of what you're doing. Because if you think you're going to be some sort of friggin' celebrity, it doesn't happen.
Well,
it does. Except in Scotty's case, apparently. Everybody else is normal.
Most famous
except Scotty. Yeah. But I mean, like, it's like you just have to be able to be responsible with you know, this is a, you know, multi-million dollar freight train that we're driving. And you would be driving. And they just don't hand the keys over to someone, you know? So, but do you need a college education? No, you don't. That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah.
You don't. If you're organized, you show up on time, you're responsible, and you work hard, and you do the stuff that nobody else wants to do, that's how you climb the ladder. Not just radio, but I got to assume any job.
Yeah.
The more hats you wear, the more valuable you are.
But you might need a degree to get that job to begin with.
Maybe.
Certain jobs.
Maybe.
You know, a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I would say less so now.
Yeah. If I had a kid today and, you know, I would support them whatever they wanted to do, but man,
those trades. Get those trades.
I'd make sure they'd know about the trades.
Yeah.
I really
try
would.
To tell them.
So
would I.
Realize right now we live in a time that if...
You'll
if
never
these,
want.
These... You can almost pick the... pick. Where you want to work, you can pick really what you want to make.
Yeah.
How much vacation time would you like?
Right.
You know, and I always tell everybody, don't be afraid to be on call. A friend of mine works for a couple places and they have to be on call. And they said, 8 out of 10 people will pass on. No, I got this weekend off.
Well,
I want
time
this weekend.
And a half or something.
You know, because sometimes you get paid to be on call.
Right.
And when you're young and you don't have a family and stuff like that, suck it up.
Yeah. I got a buddy of mine that works security. Like every third weekend, he's working. He can't go far from home because he's got to be ready for a call at any given moment. You know, he's doing security systems and stuff like that. And yeah, that's just the job.
I tell my kids trades, but yeah, Parker's like, he's determined. He's like, I want to go to college.
And that's fine too.
And I mean, doesn't Dylan.
It's good to have a goal, but 99, the chances are 90% the goal will change.
Yes.
Between whatever, yes. for whatever reason. But,
oh, yeah. Parker's gone through different of what he wants to be, but now he's getting into high school, so
imagine
he's...
that. What if you're up in the booth and you're up in the suite during like an NFL game and they show you on television? You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh my God. I'll be like, oh my God, I used to work.
I kissed her.
I think I kissed her on the lips.
Yeah. That's right. You guys will all be like, man, I made up with that.
Kelly,
I made up with that girl.
All right. Well, anyway, that's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we got time for. Here's a tuna fish sandwich calling my name.
Ooh.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow morning. 5:30 in the morning. Who's the douchebag? And Razor Raycroft and more. AC/DC tickets coming up this week as well. Shut up.
I smell like tuna.
Well, all right. We'll be. See you tomorrow.
Bye.